Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Daniela Vieira is a senior studying business at Ohio State University. When she thought about her commencement coming up in May, she was filled with hope, pride, and concern that the family members who are traveling from Brazil to watch her cross the stage would not be able to understand the bulk of the ceremony. So she petitioned OSU to offer translation services, and now, after 3 months of advocating, a pilot program has been put in place for this year's ceremony. Daniela joins me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So tell me, how did this idea originally occur to you?
So like you said, I just kept picturing commencement, and I've always enjoyed graduations, and I know that the commencement speaker is kind of a really important motivational part. And I realized that some of my family members wouldn't feel that excitement themselves because they wouldn't understand what was going on. And so the idea of them being left out bothered me, so I reached out to the university to see what we could do.
Yeah, so the university is offering a telephonic hookup so people can call a number, hear a translation of parts of the ceremony in real time through their phone. This year so far, they're offering Mandarin and Spanish. They might expand to other languages maybe for this year, maybe for future years. How do you and the other students that pushed for this feel about that solution?
We feel partially good. We don't think it's quite enough yet, but, you know, I think it's a good step forward. And even though we're graduating, we're going to continue to be involved and push OSU to make sure that at following commencement ceremonies, they do what they said they're going to do and expand to other languages and improve the service. So I think it's a solid step one, but I'm not celebrating quite yet.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that fight to get this done. Originally, the university told you that this wasn't feasible, right?
Right. So we reached out to them. I sent an email to the Office of Special Events on January 30th. And 2 months after that original email, even though I'd been following up, I finally got a response, and it just said, hey, other universities don't do this. It wouldn't be quite feasible because the radio frequencies are being used by someone else, blah, blah, blah. And we just thought that that was an unacceptable answer. And any easy Google search showed that there are other universities doing it. And so we compiled ideas for how these other schools are doing it. And then I requested to please have a meeting in person with them. It just feels like we're working with a procrastinating student, and we keep having to nag them and make sure they're staying on track, because they definitely didn't take the initiative. We had to do that ourselves.
Interesting. And you wanted more than just Mandarin and Spanish for this ceremony, is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, when we first reached out to them, one of their answers was, it would be unfair to do some languages and not all, so let's not do any of them. And we said we have to start somewhere. And so, you know, I was the student that took this on, so the language I had in mind was Portuguese for my own family. But I know that there's a huge population of Mandarin-speaking students. International students pay a huge premium to come here, and their families most likely are coming for the first time to campus. And so even though none of the students that I'm working with speak Mandarin, we knew it was important to request that. And Spanish is an easy language for the university to get interpretation for. And then Somali, you know, Columbus has a huge Somali population, so that's important. And then Arabic was the other language that we thought would knock out a lot of countries that are represented at commencement.
Obviously, graduation commencement, it's a moment of pride for any family, mm-hmm. but help us understand the special significance that this type of ceremony can have for a student that immigrated here or whose family immigrated here.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. I think for most of us, we're not only, you know, first generation Americans in a sense, even though I wasn't born here, but we're first generation college students, and preparing for college seems like a totally unlikely milestone. And so to not only been accepted and enrolled and then have been successful throughout my university years to be graduating is just like, whoa, it's really big.
Daniela Vieira, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.